We're up to Daf Tzadi Aleph on the base. We are up to the Mishnah. Okay, Daf Tzadi Aleph on the base, the Mishnah. Let's see, Echlem Nesnim Belaskupak. Halacha Faitza, a person takes out, and this goes back to the first parak. The laws of Aitza. Hamoitzi Echlem, the person takes out food. When the son Alaskupa, he put the food on the Askupa. Make it a little bit lower, drop lower. A little too much of an echo. Okay. Hamoitzi oichlin unison al askup. Person takes that food. He puts the food al askup on the threshold. Now the threshold we're going to see in the Gemara is a mekarmelis or a mekoyim petur, depending on if it's four tefachim wide. But it's definitely not a rishus hayochid, and it is definitely not part of the rishus harabim. So it's somewhere in. So putting it there, it's above. It's above three. If it's above three tefachim and it's less than dalid al dalid, then it's a mekoyim petur. If it's above three tefachim and it's more than dalid al dalid, then it's going to be a karmelis. Well, no, it's until ten. But once you get to ten tefachim, then it becomes a rishus hayochid. Exactly. So here we have over here a scoop of the threshold of this of the bais. It's a rishus to itself. So a person takes out food and he puts the food ala skupa. So what is halacha? Bein shechazar v'hoitzion, whether he continues after it comes to rest in the skupa, you then pick it up from the skupa and take it outside, or bein shehoitzion acher, or if someone else comes along, not you, but someone else comes along and takes from the skupa and takes into the rishus rabin, part of he is exempt. Why? Bibnei shalei osa melachta b'vasachas, he has not done the melach in one shot. He has gone from the rishus hayochit to the rishus harabim, but he has stopped, he has made a rest stop on the askupa, and the rest stop is a hanocha on a mekoyim petur or in a karmelis, and therefore it is not a complete hoitza or hachnosa. Well, in this case hoitza, because you made a hanocha on the askupa and then you made the akira from the askupa, so at no one point in time have you gone directly from a rishus sayoche to a rishus harabim. You have done two separate actions, a rishus sayoche to a karmelis, and then from a karmelis to a rishus harabim. So min haTorah, you have not done anything wrong. We'll see more in the Gemara. Kupa shimalei peros. Now we start the sugi of eged kli shmei eged, or eged kli, or eged kli shloi shmei eged. If you have a utensil and the utensil has inside of it small little items, small little objects, and you put the object along the boundary of the rishus hayochid and the rishus harabim. Now, generally speaking, you never chayif for the melacha of hoitzar chanasa unless the utensil has been completely transferred to another rishus. If even a small amount of the utensil still remains in the original rishus, that is not called the melacha deraisa of hoitzar chanasa. But here we have a unique situation where inside of this very large utensil there are small little objects. So the small, if we look at the object itself, you have little teeny seeds, chardal seeds, inside a very large basket. If we look at the actual seeds, so the seeds have passed the boundary, they have gone from the rishus hayochid to the rishus harabim. But if we look at the utensil which is holding, which is containing the seeds, the utensil is still partially resting inside the rishus hayochid. So that's going to be the big dilemma of the Gemara. Do we follow the seeds, the seeds themselves, or do we follow the utensil which is containing, which is holding the seeds? So we'll see in the Gemara. We have kupa box, shimalei peros, that is filled with peros, unisana ala skupa, and the box is put on the threshold, hachitzoina, on the outer threshold, afri shiroi peros mibuchutz, even though most of the peros indeed have passed the boundary and are outside, potter. Why? Because the box itself, part of the box itself, still remains inside, at shiyotzi es kol hakupa, until the entire box has been taken outside. Now, the Gemara right away goes back to the first lachon mishnah. Person takes the box from the Rishus Yochid to the Rishus Harabim. But in the process, he makes a rest stop on the Askupa, on the threshold. And the Gemara says, because you've come to rest for a moment on the Askupa, Potter, Hai Askupa Mai, what is the status of this threshold? Ilema Askupas Rishus Harabim. If the Askupa is part of the Rishus Harabim, meaning that it's flush with the Rishus HaRabim, and the door closes on the inside, so the Askuba's Mamish Achelik, an extension of the Rishus HaRabim, Patur. How can you possibly be Patur? You've gone from a Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Hokoi Mapik may Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Ella, we have no choice but to suggest Askuba Rishus HaYachid. The Askuba, it has the status of the Rishus HaYachid. How then can it be that if someone comes along, you yourself or someone now takes it from the Askuba into the Rishus HaRabim, you're Patur? If the Askuba has the status of the Rishus HaYachid, because it's flush with the Rishus HaYachid, and it's underneath the lintel, and it's all an extension of the Rishus HaYachid, El Askuba Rishus HaYachid, Bein Shechazv Yotzin, Bein Shoytzin Acher, Patur, Hakamapik Me Rishus HaYachid, Le Rishus HaRabim. Ella, here comes the Gemara. Ella, Askuba Carmelis. We're dealing with an Askuba that's a Carmelis, and therefore Rashi tells us, look at Rashi, the gimel, the askuba, has different height than the street and the bias. It sticks out. It's migimel viates. It's from 3 tefachim tall until 9 tefachim. V'loy tes bichlal, because if it's exactly 10 tefachim, then that also is a rishus haram, because it's like what? V'loy tes. Why? That's a gemara, because if it's exactly 9 tefachim, it's ideal for leaning, for adjusting your packages. The gemara says if you have a mound in the rishus harab, it's exactly 9 tefachim, it has the status of a rishus harabim. In Rishus HaRabim, we have a mound that is in the Rishus HaRabim, exactly 9 tefachim tall, it has the status of a Rishus HaRabim, because it's ideal. No. 10, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. If it's 9, it's ideal for adjusting. So, Migimel V'yates V'loy Tes Bechlal De'enem Nekuvenu V'enem Mekoira, and this little Rishus does not have a roof. The Rechava Dalet, and it's 4 tefachim wide. So this Askupa is exactly between 3 and 9, not including 9. It does not have a roof, because if it had a roof, it can possibly be. It could be bottled to the Rishus HaYachid. It's a different story. It's not for now, but it will have a. It has no roof, and it is between 3 to 9, and it's 4 tefachim wide. It automatically becomes a Carmelis. Ella Askupa Carmelis. The Hakamash Malan. Taima. Now, so what then is the Chiddush? What's the Mishnah telling us that we do not already know? This is an obvious halacha. If you have the something, you go from the Rishus HaYachid, and you put it down in the Carmelis, of course you're Potter. If you make an Akir from the Carmelis, and you put it in the Rishus HaRabim, of course you are Potter. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So long comes the Gemara HaKamash Malan, Taima. Do you know why you're Potter? Denach the Carmelis. The only reason why you are Potter in this instance, because you have come to rest in the Carmelis, but Holoi Noch, the Carmelis. Let's say you keep on walking. You pick up something in your bias and you step on the Askupa, but you keep on moving. You don't stop. Holoi Noch the Carmelis, even though you're passing through a Carmelis, Mechayiv, that's not the ordinary case. The ordinary case of Haitzah that we learn in Gidin L'Psachta is where you go directly from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. The standard case, the default case, is where you have no, you're not traveling through a Carmelis on the way from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. This case is unique in that you're coming, that you're walking, you're passing through a Carmelis. And the Chiddush is, as long as you do not stop, it does not count, because we're not following the opinion of Ben Azai. Ben Azai is of the opinion that every step you take is as if you made a hanocha. So even though you're in constant movement, you're in motion, the fact that you stepped on a Carmelis, according to him, is as if you came to rest in the Carmelis. So you make that last step from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaRabim, you're going from the Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim B'Potter. We do not follow Ben Azai. We're following the Rabbanon. And as long as you do not come to rest, even though you travel through the Carmelis, you're going to be chayiv. The store, Leplatya is the town square, the Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stav, the Stav is the side streets, it's the area on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, which not everyone walks there, it's like the shoulder of the road, you only go there when you get stuck, when you get a flat. And therefore, it's not called a Rishus, does not have the status of a Rishus HaRabim. It's Tzide Rishus HaRabim, which has the status of a Carmelis. So you go from the story to the plot, you through the stuff, Chayiv, you Chayiv, because you did not come to rest. Or Ben Azai Poyde, because Ben Azai holds every single step you take as if you made a Hanocha in the Rishus Ha and the Rishus. And therefore, when you make that last step from the stuff to the plot, you've gone from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, and then you're Potter. Next, Kubo Shimulea. We're in the mission, you have box. Now we start a sugya, you have to keep cheshbon, all the names and all different opinions. We start the sugya of eged kli shmei eged, oy loy shmei eged. The utensil has inside of it little small distinct items, is the band. Eged means the band. The uniting characteristic of the kli, is that called a uniter? Or do we know, we look at each individual object inside the utensil independently, and we look where it is relative to the boundary of the Rishos HaYochim and the Rishos HaRab. So here we go. Kubo Shimu LePeres, Omar Chizkiah. Okay, you have to remember the names. What does Chizkiah say? Loi Shanu, this we learned in the Mishnah, that if you take a kubo outside into the street, you're going to be potter. Loi Shanu, Kubo LeKishun. It says here in the Mishnah, let's just read those words again in the Mishnah. Going back up a few lines in the Mishnah, because it's very important. What did the Mishnah say? You have a kubo, it's in the middle of the Mishnah. The last one on the line, Mishnah Malei Peros, Unison Alas Kubo HaChitzayna, and the box is on part of the box, is on the threshold, which means the box has not been taken completely out into the Rishos Sarab. Part of the box still is in a karmelis or over the Rishos Hayochid. Afal pi that most of the peros, the peros are outside. Mibuchutz potter, yipotter. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakup until the entire box has been transferred to the Rishos Sarabim. Now let's ask a question. What kind of peros are we have inside the box? We can have either one of two cases, either very small little peros, as mila eged klish and eged leger. So let's discuss them outside. What kind of peros? So we have little teeny peros. Like let's say here's my gemara. Okay, make me my gemara is the box. Okay, it's a big box, and the boundary is this black, this thing. This is the boundary. That's the boundary line. On this side is the Rishos HaYochid, and this side is the Rishos HaRabin. And I put the box down right. Yes, Rishos HaYochid to the Rishos HaRabin, and let's say the scuba will be right in the snack. And I put the box on the right in the center. And I chayv a potter. So
what's
the threshold. So let's. It's not for our sugi. It doesn't negative. Let's say our sugi is a kamlus. It really doesn't matter. Let's say it's a kamlus. Let's say the threshold is a kamlus. Make it very very simple.
You go from Rishos HaYochid to what?
If I go from the Rishos HaYochid, here's the it's very thin a scoop. Okay, this is the scoop. If I go from the Rishos HaYochid to the Rishos HaRab and I put it down, what's halacha?
Chai.
But I didn't do that. I put the box down on the askuba. So part of it is in the Rishos HaYochid, part of it is in the askuba, and part is the Rishos HaRab. We don't even need that. All we need to be part of is if part of this box is still in the Rishos HaYochid, it doesn't make a difference where the other part of the box is. You can be part of. But in the box, there are peros. Now, there could be two different types of peros in the box. There can be little teeny peros, little teeny seeds, 100 of them. Okay, make me a pencil. Okay, I have pencils in the box. A pencil here, a pencil here, a pencil here, a pencil there. So the pencil itself, where is the pencil? The pencil is in the Rishos HaRabim. But the box is halachically still in the Rishos HaYochid. The box, according to all opinions, if part of an object is in the Rishos HaYochid, it's considered to be in the, did not leave.
Take it back in?
Are you allowed to take it back in? Not necessarily. Maybe Midrabbanan. Midraisa, yes. Midrabbanan, no. Probably not Midrabbanan. But Midraisa, yes. So as far as halach is concerned, as long as part of the object is still in the first Rishos, it's still there. So you look at the box, there's no question about it. As far as the box is concerned, you are exempt. Because the box did not go completely into the Rishos HaRabim. But the problem is the objects in the box. Some of the objects in the box are already in the Rishos HaRabim. And some are in the Rishos HaYochid. That's assuming that when we say peros, peros means little peros. And there are many of them. But maybe when it says there are peros, it means very long peros. Melons, cucumbers. Mm-hmm. And the cucumbers span the entire width of the box. So just like the box is still partially in the Rishos HaYochid, every single one of the peros, the melons, and when we say peros, we mean melons, they're very long. Every single one of the melons is also partially still in the Rishos HaYochid. Same as the box. Now, what will be the nafkamina? So if you go on the case of the Mishnah, the reason why I'm potter, the Mishnah clearly says I'm potter. What's the case of the Mishnah? If the case of the Mishnah is discussing melons, which go from end to end, then the only reason why I'm potter is because part of the melons themselves are still in the Rishos HaYochid. But the implication is, if you had small peros that were completely on the other side of the boundary, even though the box is still inside the Rishos HaYochid, I'm going to be chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Because we do not take into consideration the box. We only take into consideration the fruits themselves. That means eged kli Loi shmei eged. Loi mit an aleph. Loi shmei eged. We don't, the eged, the bond. The bond, right. The bond of the kli, the uniting characteristic of the kli is insignificant. We look at the individual fruits. Loi shmei eged. But if you fathaych the Mishnah, when it says the Mishnah peros, what does it mean peros? Peros means small little peros. I have a box, and in the box I have little seeds, and most of the seeds are already on the other side of the boundary. I'm potter. Why am I potter? But the seeds are past the boundary. It's because the seeds are in the box, and part of the box is still inside. That means eged kli shnei eged. The eged kli, the bond of the box, is significant. It automatically unites all the things inside. It's considered inside. Okay, that is the big machlokes. That's the Gemara in a nutshell, and everything from that follows. That's going to be all the rias back and forth to understand this concept. So here we go. One more. Here we go in the Gemara. Amar Chizkiya. So first we are introduced to Chizkiya. Loi shanu. This is it says in the Mishnah that you're going to be potter. The Mishnah clearly says you're potter, even though the majority of the paras are outside. Loi shanu luku elu bekuba box maleo kishuin udiluin melons and gourds, long cucumbers, long paras, because then every single one of those food is still inside. It's the same dimensions as the box. Aval, but the implication is, let's say you have a box malaya chardol, mustard seeds, teeny little seeds, then chayiv. You will be chayiv, even though the box is still is partially inside. Alma kasaba, according to Chizki, you have to memorize this. Chizki holds, you have a good memory? Have Shmuel Yosef? You have to memorize this. Shmuel holds, Chizki holds, kasaba. Eged kli loy shmei eged. We don't take into consideration the characteristic of the box that it brings everything together.
Because it's charam, because it's small.
Exactly, that's the implication. Because yichayiv, you would be chayiv if they were small seeds. The Mishnah says potter. We have to define the case of the Mishnah. You potter because the Mishnah is discussing kishuin udiluin, long peros. Each individual pre is still partially inside. The implication then is, if it would be seeds, small peros, small seeds, and each seed would be past the boundary, you would be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Eged kli, loy shmei eged. This is the opinion of Chizkiya, alma ksaber kli, loy shmei eged. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, who is the Bar Plukta? This is a shas sugya. This is a big, this major league stuff here. Who is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi of Chizkiya, Rabbi Yochanan? The Heluk Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael, he holds afil. When it says in the Mishnah peros, do you know what the Mishnah means? When it says peros in the Mishnah, means even chardol. Afilu chamalei chardol pata. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds al makasava eged kli shnei eged. Even though it's true that each individual little seed is now past the boundary, so what? It's still inside of the utensil, and the characteristic of the utensil is it brings together what's inside. Okay, so now you know the yisoides. Machlekes Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan eged. Now begins all the fun. I'm going to be
yeah. Some of the cardinal that's on one side.
You part the four? Exactly. Exactly. Eged kli loy shmei eged. We couldn't care less about the kli. We look at the individual objects. That's the insight. Amar Rab Zera says, he makes an observation. He learned the sugya, and he says, guess what? The Mishnah really is not like either one. The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah is inconsistent. Masnisan deloy ki chizkiya dika udeloy Rabbi Yochanan dika. The Mishnah is not mashma like Rabbi Chizkiya, not like mashma Yochanan, like he explains. Ki the Chizkiya was the one who said eged kli loy shmei eged. Really? Is that what the Mishnah says? Look at the Mishnah carefully. It says in the Mishnah, you're not going to be chayiv until you take out the entire box. What? Why the entire box? Time of the kolakupa. But the implication is it's mashma. Why? It's not true. The Mishnah will be, the deek of the Mishnah will be more precise. The Mishnah should say you're not going to be chayiv until you take out the entire fruit. It's not the box that's the issue. According to Chizki, the case, you have a box filled with cucumbers. So you part it because part of the box is still inside. You're not going to be chayiv until you take out the entire box. That's not the issue. The box is not the issue. The issue is the fruit. You're not going to be chayiv until you manipulate. You turn the cucumbers the other direction. Until you move the cucumbers over. You don't have to move the whole box to be chayiv. You just got to stick your hand into the box and push the cucumbers, then the entire cucumber should be on the other side of the boundary. That's what the Mishnah Mishnah should say according to Chizkiyah. But it's mashma. But let's say you would move all the paris, you would still be potter. Al mokasaver from the Mishnah, it's mashma eged kli shmei eged. But on the other hand, Zeris says the Mishnah is not a perfect match for Rabbi Yochanan either. Rabbi Yochanan also like that. Even though the majority of the fruits are outside, you're going to be potter. Taima, deroiv peros, it's mashma. The only reason why you're potter according to Rabbi Yochanan is because the roiv is outside. Ha kol peros, but it's mashma. If all of the peros are outside, you're going to be chayiv. But that's not true. Even if the entire fruit is outside, you're going to be potter according to Rabbi Yochanan because eged kli shmei eged. Avgav the agida kupa migavoi. Even though the agida kupa migavoi, avgav the agida kupa migavoi, chayiv, it's mashma. The Mishnah implication is that if the entire fruit is past the boundary, you're going to be chayiv. But that's not so. That's only true if you hold eged kli lo yishmei eged. But Rabbi Yochanan says eged kli shmei eged. Al moksaf in the Mishnah shmashma eged kli lo yishmei eged. It's not eged. So it doesn't make any sense. So the Mishnah is soitzer itself minei ubei. We have machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What is the din of egg kli shmeged lo shmeged? And the Mishnah, from both parts of the Mishnah, we have implications which are mashma like neither of the two. The Mishnah itself doesn't make sense. The El of the Gemara says you're right. We have no choice but to say that the Mishnah is missing words. It's like a chesur mechsura. You have to amend the Mishnah. Very common in the Gemara. We have to go and make revisions. We'll make virtual revisions in the Mishnah. Elo kashya, chizkiya mitaretz latamei, Rabbi Yochanan mitaretz latamei. Each one will revise, amend the Mishnah to their liking. Here we go. Chizkiya mitaretz latamei. Chizkiya learns, and he holds eged kli lo yishmei eged. Everything depends on the fruit. And the case the Mishnah is dealing with, kishuna diluin. Atche yoytze eskol hakupa. Along comes chizkiya, the Mishnah says, when will you be chai? When you remove the entire box. Now he adds in some words. When do you have to remove the entire box? That's where the fruits take up the entire dimensions of the box. Long fruits. Dikubas melech kishun diluin. Avo. But if you're dealing with a box, that's meleya chardu. You don't have to take out the entire box. As long as those some individual seeds, even one individual seed that's past the boundary, Rabbi Yochanan Taras Atamei, he'll learn the Mishnah according to his understanding, even though Roiv Peris HaMechutz, you're going to be potter, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, and he goes on to say, V'loi Roiv Peris Bilvad, not only are we dealing with Roiv are outside, El Afilu Kol Peros, even if all the paras are outside, you're going to be potter. Ad sheyoytzi, why are you going to be potter? Because eged kli shmei eged. Ad sheyoytzi es kol akuba. So he adds in the words el afilu kol. So each one is going to push around the Mishnah to make it make sense according to his opinion. Bottom line is they have machlekes. So far, what do we have here? So far, it's very simple machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish eged kli shmei eged, lishmei eged. The Mishnah really is not medayik like either one. We have problems in the Mishnah both ways, and therefore we have to amend the Mishnah to make it work out according to each opinion. Okay, next kasha, Meisve. Here we go. Now we're going to another Mishnah. Meisve, I might say, Kubas HaReichlim, you take out a compartment, a little box. A kupa means a box of peddlers. Peddlers will go make their rounds to the cities to sell women perfume and makeup and all these little tchotchkes. And they have little like you see the bar today in the hardware store. They go to the garage to have your car fixed. They have all these boxes and all these little tools, little compartments. So there are a million little compartments in these boxes. So you have a kupa sarach, a peddler. When the sun of a scoop, you put this little box on the askupa. Even though most of the little objects are outside, you're potter. Why you potter? Oh, that's clearly like which man the Yamar? Like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says here, well, this price, you give me potter until you, even though the little objects are outside, even though some of the little objects are outside, you're potter. Why am I potter? But it's past the boundary. It must be eged kli shnei eged. and you're not going to be chayiv until you take out the entire box. And that's what the Rabbi Yochanan. So yeah, it's kosal. We think now we're dealing with tsura. We deal objects are tsura, which means little things. Tsura means little bundles, little sacks, little tiny pot, right. Little things. So kosher lechitzur, right? Rabbi Yochanan kosher lechitzur. Lechitzur no hachma iskinan beur nasi in a chanami. When you have here this box, you're not dealing with little things. You're dealing with a box of very long things. Everything in this box is like a cucumber. It's very long. And you put the box in the middle, which means every single one of the objects in the box, grass and herbs, they're very long. They span the entire length of the box. And the reason why indeed you are part is because each object, each fruit, each vegetable, each herb has not been taken past the boundary. Part of it still remains inside. So same idea. They go going to answer, each one will answer according to their opinion, dealing with different types of fruits, either small or large. Next. Now we come to a very interesting case. Okay, this is where we broaden our horizons to see how the Gemara is going to tie this into our sugya. A ganav. Here's the shaila. When is a person chayfa geneva? The laws of geneva are very different. See, this is where you get into all the complications. When the Gemara starts comparing the laws of Shabbos to laws of Chesh Mishpat, the laws of Yeridaya, you have this all over the place. Laws of Kodshim, that's the whole Masech, it's all about this. Comparing the laws of Shabbos to other various lachas. So here we're comparing laws of Chesh Mishpat to laws of Shabbos. Reuben walks into Shimon's house and he sees a nice gold watch and he picks it up with the kavanah to steal it. At what moment in time is he chayav for geneva? At what moment in time? The moment he didn't leave the house yet. He didn't leave the house. The moment he picks it up, it's in his possession, it's already called a ganef. He's a ganef, he's chayav now. That's called his rishut, it's already in his yad, it's already called his. Now, let's say it happens to be Shabbos. So is he chayav for the loch of Shabbos when he picks it up? No. When is he chayav for Shabbos? When he walks outside into the rishut sarabim. That's when he's chayav. And he put, not only that, he has to walk out into the rishut sarabim and he puts it down. Then it'll be chayav for chaytzah. So two different things are happening. Chayshah mishpat here is in play and Archaim is in play. Chayshah mishpat is triggered when he picks it up in the house. And the halachas Archaim, Hilch Shabbos, are in play when he leaves the house and he puts it down in the rishut sarabim. So we have a kasha. Hagoynev kis b'shabbos, he's still a person, Shabbos. Chayav. So now, what's the shaila? Come lay b'dir abaminei. The geneva, what are you chayiv? The heish was a geneva. Kefil, you steal, secretly chayiv to pay double. What are you chayiv for Shabbos? Misa. Chayiv misa, right?
Because you're not required to pay that.
So kin lebrabine. When a person's chayav for two averos, he does two things. If Reuven kills Shimon, in the process, he is wearing a very nice suit. He's wearing a beautiful Hugo Boss suit, which costs $500, and he rips the suit. So what's he chayav? So he's chayav for killing him, murder, and he's chayav for the suit. But since he did it in one shot, so he's potter for the mamon kum le bidrabine. What?
First he picked it up and then he walked.
Oh, so the movie you're telling us that that's maybe true when a person kills someone. Then you'll say kum le bidrabine. But when it comes to geneva on Shabbos, you can be chayiv both. Because it's not beidne, it's not bevasachas. Geneva comes first. And Shabbos comes later. The only time we apply the principle of Kimlei Bidraba Minei is only when they come to Vasachas. When they come in two different stages, you're going to be part. So here we have two different stages. They're going to get to Shabbos, Chayiv. Yechayiv for the Gneva Wash, Shekvan is Chayiv, the Gneva Koidem, Sheyavo Lida Yisr Shabbos. Okay, now here's a new case. So that's a given. Lom the Sheshaila. Let's say the Ganef, instead of picking up the watch, he drags the watch.
Yes. I didn't pick it up.
What?
You're pulling it. If you pull it, pick it, or something, push it, you're chayiv. You're
kind of. No, you're not kind until you do a ma'isa hagbah. You got to pick it up three tefachim off the ground, and this or you take it out of the house. That's the halacha. This is chayshem mishpat. Geneva. I never picked it up three tefachim. I'm dragging it. Being that I'm dragging it, still it's within three tefachim of the ground. I'm not chayiv for geneva. But once it leaves the rishus, when I pull it out of the house and it leaves the rishus, then I'm chayiv. Because even though I never picked it up, but the fact that I took it out of the Reuven's house into it left his property, then I'm chayiv. Also, here we have kim lebirabine. Here it's beidne. Because when you chayiv for Shabbos, when you take it from the rishus hayachid to the rishus sarabim, when you chayiv for geneva, when you take it out of the house, when it makes a hanocha in the rishus sarabim. That's mechafik neiva. So here we have a lomnisha case where it's beidnei, where luchar you should be potter for geneva because you chayiv nisa for Shabbos when you drag it. So here we go. Hoye megorer v'yos, you were dragging it. Megorer v'yos potter. Why shahari iser geneva the iser Shabbos boin kiachot. That enters the Gemara. The isal gedaitach. No, yischayiv mitzvah. That's another shal chayiv b'day shemayim. That's another issue. But b'day adam yipater.
No, you don't have to give it back.
No, b'day adam yipater. Kimle b'deraba minei yischayiv mitzvah. Now here we go. The isal gedaitach. If you're going to tell me eged klish shmei eged, that the eged, now the Gemara assumes that what's in the purse? You're selling a purse. I give you a case of a gold watch. That's not the case. You have a purse. What's in the purse? Coins, diamonds, pennies. So when you pull, look at the longness. When you pull the wallet outside, half the wallet is out at one point, and half the wallet is outside, half the wallet is inside. So there are coins in the wallet that are already outside.
Right.
So those coins, if you hold, when it comes to Shabbos, eged kli like Chizkia, eged kli lo yishmei eged. When am I chayif for Shabbos? I'm chayif for Shabbos when the coins are outside. When am I chayif for Geneva? I'm chayif for Geneva only when the entire purse is taken outside. Why? Because we're going to see in a moment the cases where, well, let's see the Mosaic. The isal gedaitach, eged kli shmei eged. But if you hold eged kli shmei, one thing at a time, shmei eged, it's together. Call them like Isser Geneva Isser Shabbos. It's the opposite. Okay, opposite I told you, one thing at a time. Because when are you chayif for Geneva? The Gemara holds here, the laws of Yeridea are not the laws of Shabbos. For Yeridea, once the coin already is outside the person's house, even though it's still in the purse, and part of the purse is still inside, everyone agrees by Geneva there's no din of Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Once the coin is outside, I am chayiv geneva for that coin. But when am I chayiv for hoitzah for Shabbos, for the coin? Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds by Shabbos, there's a principle called eged kli shmei eged. I'm not chayiv for Shabbos until the entire purse comes outside. Even though the coin may be outside in the Rishos Rabim, but the purse, part of the purse, is still inside the Rishos Yochid. And if we apply the principle of eged kli shmei eged, I'm potter on the coins. So here, there should not be a din of kamle b'derab minei. I'm chayiv for geneva before I'm chayiv for Shabbos. Because Geneva, there's no such thing of kim lebedra of eged kli shmei eged. When it comes to Geneva, once the coin is outside the rishos, even though the coin is inside the purse, the Gemara assumes at this moment in time that there's no such concept of eged kli shmei eged when it comes to Geneva. So even Rabbi Yochanan that says by Shabbos there's something called eged kli shmei eged. That's by the laws of Shabbos, not by the laws of Geneva. So by Geneva, as soon as one coin gets outside, I'm chayiv for that coin. Then a second later, the entire kli is pushed outside. I'm chayiv for Shabbos, so it's not beidnei. The moment for geneva is not the same moment for Shabbos. So I should be chayiv both. There's no kam leibed rabba minei. The problem is the brisa says in every single case we do say kam leibed rabba minei. L'chayra, this is a raya like the opinion of Chizkiya, because Chizkiya says the same way. There's no dinei kli actually eged by chayshamish, but by geneva there's no dinei kli shmeged by Shabbos. Now the e the afke. Now the e salka, that what's going on? How come this thing is making funny noises? The e salka daitach eged kli shmei eged kishmei kadem le iser geneva le iser Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so we have a very good kash. In other words, you're right. E the afke derech piv hachinami. If we're going in a case where you took it out, the Gemara is saying, you know, you're right. The truth is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's eged kli shmei eged even. Well, here's the lumness. The Gemara says incredible lumness. By Geneva, there's also at times eged kli shmei eged. By Geneva, the issue is you have to be able to get the money. So in other words, you have a wallet, you have a pouch. Where is the opening of the pouch? Make believe this is the pouch. And make believe the point is the opening. So, and the table is the bias, and the ear over here is the Rishos Sarabim. If I take it out in this direction, and there's a coin already outside, and the opening over is on the outside, I stop right now, I'm chayif for Geneva. Why am I chayif for Geneva? Because I can open up the purse I can open up the purse and take the coin without taking out the rest of the kli. For geneva, all you need to do is you have to have access to the money. So even though the kli, the entire utensil, has not yet been taken outside, I already have access to the money by opening up the opening over here and taking the coin. I'm chai for geneva. But here the case is when you took it out the other direction. The opening is inside. So it's true, the coin already is outside, but the only way I can get the coin is by the opening on the inside. So in this case, even by the laws of Geneva, we say the principle of Eged Kli Shnei Eged. Just like for Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan says Eged Kli Shnei Eged, when it comes to Geneva, we also say the principle of Eged Kli Shnei Eged, because we're going in a case where the opening to the pouch is still on the inside, so you have not yet taken, you don't have access to the coin which is on the outside. So the Gemara says, so here the Gemara answers, the back. The Gemara says, so what? Even though you took it out backwards, but there's a seam. There's a seam on the back. And you can easily rip open the seam. You can improvise and take out the money. So that should be enough to be chayif for the geneva, even though you have not taken out the entire coin. Chalma means there is the seam. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The ibay, if you want, mafkale, you can rip open the seam, v'shakel, and you can take it out. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. We're not dealing here, scratch everything we learned above. We're not dealing with a purse of coins. We're dealing here with a purse that has a bar of silver. Oh, a bar of silver. Ah. So the bar of silver takes up the entire length of the purse. Memela, you didn't take it out. You're not chai for geneva until you take out the entire purse. Because as long as you don't take out the entire purse, part of the bar of silver is still inside. It's like the cucumbers. Just like for Shabbos, even if you hold eged kli, loy shnei eged, that's when the entire fruit is outside. But if it's a cucumber and part of it is inside, everyone agrees that you're going to be part of it because part of the fruit is still inside. When it comes to geneva, chai shem mishpat, it's the same exact thing. If you're dealing with an object and part the object is still in the Rishus Hayachit, and you're dragging it, you have not picked it up, you're dragging it, you put it until the entire object is taken out into the Rishus Saram, it leaves the Rishus. And here we're dealing with a purse, in the purse a naska, a bar of silver, which is like the cucumber case, and therefore that's why you're not chayef a geneva until the entire thing comes out. So when you take the entire thing out, two things are happening. You're chayef a geneva, and you're also chayef for Shabbos, b'vasachas, meletz be'idnei, kimlei b'deramine, in the brights, it makes perfect sense, that's why you put her. So the more answers, we're going by a naska. The Gemara Sakasha, wait a minute. If you have a purse and it's a naska, the Gemara wants to go to the other extreme. There are the Kavendika Shnotzin, Mapikle at Pume, Vishori Vishokil, Vishnotzin at Gidimigavoid. You have straps. Shnotzin are straps. So Gemara's next question is, look what's going on over here. I'll give you this purse. In the purse, there's a bar of silver. And you're dragging it like this, right? So let's look what's happening. You're dragging it. You get over all the way to the very, very end. When you get to the very end, at this point in time, there are still, the Gemara is assuming, there are some straps that are still, no, you know, you're dragging it. You're not, no, whatever, fine, whatever the straps are for, I don't know exactly what the straps are for, but the Gemara is assuming that a regular kiss has straps. Those straps are not used to tie the purse, to open and close, like many things for handling, to wrap it around your body or to carry it, carry on straps. So you pull this kiss outside, okay, so the entire kiss is outside. The opening, we'll assume the opening is over here where the point is. But there are straps. Then since you're dragging it, the straps are still inside. So at this point in time, you already have access to the bar of silver. Because since the entire kiss is outside, you can go and you can open it up and you can take out the bar of silver. but the carry-on straps are still dragging, dangling inside. So when are you chayiv for geneva? Geneva depends on access. The object must fully leave the rishus, plus you must have access. We're dealing with the bar of silver. The bar of silver has completely left the rishus, and you have access because the entire case is outside. So it left the rishus, and you now have access. At this moment in time, you're chayiv for geneva. Shabbos, you're potter. Shabbos, you're not chayiv until the entire utensil leaves the rishus sayachit. And here, since there are some straps that are still dangling inside, the entire utensil has not yet left. You're potter for Shabbos. So again, we're back with the kasha. We don't have kimle bedrabine, but there are schnotzin. So going to the moritz, let's see the top line of the gemara. We came in because schnotzin, there are straps, mapik leif, so you should pull out this pad, this kiss, ad pumi, until it's opening. The shari, you can undo the opening. The shakal, you can take away the bar of silver, but vish ushinots, and the straps are still agide migavoy, are still dangling inside the rishus hayachid, so you potter for Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, ein hachinami, we're dealing with a very unique type of kiss, deleka shnotzin, that's why they have all these hooks, right? All these hooks to connect, to take off the straps. We're dealing with a kiss that does not have straps. The male, it's going to be b'idnei b'vasachas. That's instant what nibo. It's another answer. It does have straps. But we're dealing with a situation, umikarche ilove. You've taken the straps and you've wrapped it around the kiss. So when you pull out the kiss, you've also simultaneously been taking the straps outside into the Rishus Harabim. So it's b'idnei b'vasachas. The same moment when you have access to the bar of silver, you've also taken the clean entirely into the Rishus Harabim. And so we're going to apply the principle of kimlei b'deraba minei. Okay, so therefore we're finished, so at least this part of the sugya, we have no kasha. Both opinions, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, maintain their positions. Machlekes between them is klish, eged klish shmei eged, or eged klish lo shmei eged, and we have no raya so far either way. And the case of Shabbos is not a kasha according to either opinion. And in the process, we've learned the whole sugya of Geneva, the laws of Geneva with regard to the sugya of eged klish shmei eged. Now we want to say that this machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan is paralleled by Abaye and Rava also said, so what does Rava say? Rava is following Chizkiya. I told you to memorize. You have to memorize the name. So Rav is following Chizkiya. Eged kli loy shmei eged. The entire pre is outside. The mish is dealing with cucumbers, but the entire thing is outside. You would be chayiv eged kli loy shmei eged. Abaye Omar, no afilu mulei chardol potter. Alma kasav eged kli shmei eged. Now the Gemara makes us very confused, and the Gemara says, "Come Abaye b'shitasa the Rav. Come Rav b'shitasa the Abaye." They switched. Okay, they switched over to the other side. Each one flipped. They flipped. Abaye changes mind like Rava, and Rava changes mind like Abaye. Now the Gemara says that means Abaye now is the one that says like Chizkiya Eged Kli Loy Shmei Eged. Really, Rami the Abaye Ad Abaye, Rami the Rava the Rava. I'll show you a contradiction. The Itmar new case. Hamotzi Peros Lirishos Harabim Abaye Omar. Now here's the gets a little confusing. Biyad Chayiv. So Abaye says if you take it out Biyad. Okay, look at Rashi. What's the chiddush over here? Look at Rashi. A little confusing here. Mishayatzu aperus afal pi shagufay b'rishus hayochid v'loy arminan eged gufay shmei. Okay, we're getting a little bit confused over here with the laws of eged. We're introducing now in this part of the Gemara a whole new concept which is related to the sugya of eged kli, eged gufay. Okay, to make things even more confusing, eged gufay. Now this goes back to the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. You have to keep that in mind as well. What was the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos? You have to know this is the Oni and the Balabayas. The Balabayas is standing inside. What does the Balabayas do? He puts his hand out into the Rishus Harabim, and he's potter. Why is he potter? I didn't do anything. What would I do? Why am I potter? Why is the Balabayas potter when he puts his hand out into? Well, I'm standing in the Rishus Hayachid. My hand is outside. Eged Yad, the Yad is Nigra Basar Gufay. Even though the Yad is outside, the Yad is all considered to be a chelik of the person's body, so at this point I mean, he has done nothing. So here it says, Yechayev. How could that be Yechayev? We'll see in a moment. One more time. Hamoitzi peris l'rishus harabim. Abai amar biyad chayiv. Look at that. I'm direct contradiction to what it says in the Mishnah. I'm standing in the bias. I'm the Bala bias. I put my hand out into the street. It's suspended. I'm holding it in the street. I'm chayiv. Oh, why am I chayiv, Rashi? Mishiyotzu aperiots v'afal pishe begufay b'rishus ha'yochid. V'loy amrinon. We don't say eged gufay shvei eged. My yad is independent. I'm in the bias. My yad is outside. And me'il am chayiv. Okay, let's go weiter. Next line, the Gemara. Well, that's where I put my yad at. What about the kli? But let's say B'kli Potter. What does that mean? Rashi. B'kli Potter. Kolz man sheyesh miksa sakli bebeisoy. So what does that mean, Abaya? Eged kli shnei eged. I have a very big box. In the box I have seeds of chardel. I put part of the box outside. Part of the box is outside, part of the box is inside. So I am potter. Why am I potter? But part of the seeds are already resting outside. Obviously a Abaya holds eged kli, shnei eged. Wait a minute, didn't Abaya switch? Abaya was the one that said, Abaya originally said, Eged Kli, Shnei Eged. But Kom Abaye, Bishitose de Rava. Abaya switched over to Rava. Abaya now, Lamaskan, holds Eged Kli, Loi Shnei Eged. So here is the first contradiction of Abaya. Abaya switched to the opinion of Rava, Eged Kli, Shnei Eged. Right, Abaya was the one that said Revelation Chayif. And according to Abaya, that's what Abaya would have ultimately hold. Abaya would hold Egekli Loish Meyeget. You're going to be Chayif. And here Abaya says Bichli Potor. What's the case of Kli? Rashi explains Kolz Man Sheyesh Miksas Akli Bebeso. I'm going to be Potor. Why am I Potor? But some of the objects are already outside. It must be because Abaya holds Eged Kli Shmeyeget. But Abaya went to the other side. Eged kli lo shmei eged. That's the first stira. Okay, next stira. So Abaya Omar chayif b'chli potter. The Rav Omar pumfakert. Rav says biyad potter. Why biyad potter? Rashi. Why biyad potter? When you put your hand outside, to eged gufa shmei eged. If I'm standing in the rishus yachid and I put my hand out into the rishus harabim, so what? The hand is a toffle to the goof. And since I'm inside, I'm potter. And this really is what it says in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Masechta. I'm potter. The yadai basa gufay greira. But next words in the Gemara, bichli chayiv. Rava says, if I have a kli, part of the kli is inside, part is outside. So the part that, since there are some small little pairs outside, I'm going to be chayiv. Why? Eged kli, loy shmei eged. But Rava had charata from that opinion. Rava holds eged kli shmei eged. Chayiv, b'chli chayiv rashi, but b'chli chayiv, so we have kashat shavayu, l'mashi chli v'shitasan. So the Gemara says, ein hachanami epach, no big deal. No big deal, switch it around. Switch this around as well. This was a mistake, just turn the opinions around, everything now is fine and dandy. Everyone is l'shitasay, no problem. Now the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Wait a minute, there's one thing that's difficult. After you switch everything around, there is going to be one opinion that does say that when it comes to the Yad, there's going to be one opinion that says that if you are standing in the Rishus HaYochid and you put your hand out into the Rishus HaRabim, Chayif. Because there is going to be one opinion, Lamaskana, that holds that the Yad is not Nigra Bosa the Guf. The Yad Chayif, can there be such an opinion that says B'yad is Chayif, which according to Braisa, was Abaya Omar Biyad Chayiv, and that became Rav at the end. Really, the Otnan. But this is the Ereshta Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows the first Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos. Pash Abal Abayis Yod Eluchutz V'Not Aloni Mitoicha Oishnas Masecha V'Hich Mishneim Peturin De Potter. But why you put over? So therefore, everyone, even if you make a transfer, you're potter. Kolshkin, if you stop in the middle, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara says, no. There's a fundamental difference between the case there in the beginning of the Masech and the case over there. Hasam lemaila migimel. Do you know why there in the first submission of Masech to Shabbos, everyone agrees that if you stop in the middle, you're potter? Because there the Balabayis suspended his hand above three tzvachim. Above three tzvachim. You're above three tzvachim, then everyone will agree your hand is attached to your body. Because your hand doesn't have a shaykhus to the ground. The only time you can say lovud, that you're in a shaykh to the ground, is when it's at least within three tzvachim. Then even then, if it's within three tzvachim, you can also have a svar to say basar gufay gariran. But if you're above three tzvachim, there's nothing to talk about. Everyone will agree if you're above three tzvachim, your hand is viewed to be part of your body, you're going to be potter. When is there a possibility to suggest that we're not going to say your hand follows your body? Is when your hand is resting below three tzvachim. Hasam lamala migimul, hacha lamata migimul. Okay, so we have no problem whatsoever. Okay, that concludes this very beautiful sugya of Ege Klishmege, Lushme again, and the sugya of Yodai, Basai Gufai Gariron, and the sugya of the Chashemish of Gineva, and the rules of saying Eged Kli when it comes to Gineva. Now we discuss a new sugya. I might say, a person takes an object in his right and his right left hand. So you think the only kedarka. You have to take out an object in your right hand. No such thing. Even if you take out the object in your left hand, you'll be chayiv as well. If you're a bit smaller, you'll be chayiv for haitzah. Because people carry. You only write. You write with your right hand. But how do you carry in the street? You carry both. So you're going to be chayiv. Motzi bein lemimei b'smaloh b'sechekei on your lap. Okay, you're holding something on your lap, on your chest, on a different part of your body, or y'all can safe of, or you're carrying on your shoulder. Do you carry things on your shoulder? Carry jugs on your shoulder? So the word simply will do so. Chayiv. Shekein masab, because kahas, they carry the kalim on their shoulder. They had poles. They carry the shoulders on the pole. Let's say you carry it on the back of your hand, which is not, no, that's already not kedarkai. You don't go out in the street carrying things like this. You know, it's not the derech to go out on the street carrying like that's not kedarkai. Kalacha yada baraglo with your feet, you carry in your feet, or bepiv in your mouth, uvimar pokoi, your elbow. You put in your elbow or your armpit, it's different opinions, either your armpit or your elbow. This is like kederech. Bimar poko, we find the place, so we lost the place. Or the ozno, you put something in your ear. Your elbow. It's sila yadav. It's sila yadav, either it means your armpit, or it means your elbow like this. Like this? People do it sometimes. I don't know, it's sweat. Okay, but it's not the derech of carrying your potter. The ozno in your ear, the sore in your hair. Uvipundasana, your belt. You have a money belt. But instead of putting it, you put the belt, you normally you have a money belt, the opening is on top, and the bottom part of the belt is sealed because you don't want the money to fall out. You're not going to be a fool to carry your wallet upside down, and all the money, the credit card, should fall out. When you wear a money belt, you wear it with the opening upwards so nothing will fall out. Let's say a person, foolishly, he wears his belt upside down, where there's a real possibility where the things will fall out. So you potter. That's not normal to carry in such a fashion.
If you're gonna,
its opening is lamata, or bein pundaso lichaluko. You put the money in between the back of the belt and your garment. It's also that's not a normal way to carry. It's very likely it's gonna get loose, gonna fall out. You don't go put something underneath your belt. Uvisvas chalukai, or you put it in the hem of your garment. That's not a good thing to do. Biminalo, carrying your shoes. Okay, today they make you take off your shoes when you go into the airport. People put things in their shoes. B'min olay. So also, it's not normal to carry your shoes. B'sandol and your sandal. Potter. All of those examples. Shloi hoitzi kederech hamoitzin. It's shloi kederech. And the yisoid is, anytime you carry shloi kederech, you're a potter. Amar b'lozo hamoitzi maser l'malam yasar tzachem chayif. Let's say you carry at a height above ten tzachem yichayif. Why? Because that's how the Levim. When the Levim carry things in the Mishkan, they carry things above a height of 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is about an amen and a half. It's about 2.5 feet off the ground. Okay, so it's 3 feet off the ground, 4 feet off the ground. You're going to be chayif. Even if you're carrying something above 10 tfachim, you're chayiv, because kahos, that's how they carry. You might think that carrying in the street, you have to carry mamish in the rishus harabim itself. And we have learned many times, until what height does the rishus harabim extend? Only till 10 tfachim. A rishus hayachim is the entire bias. But a rishus harabim only goes until the height of 10 tfachim. So the chayiving maver dalamis in the rishus harabim, you may be misled to believe. You're only chayv, you're carrying it in big, you're holding it in your hand, you're holding it below 10 tefachim. But if you're holding it above 10 tefachim, maybe you're not carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Kamash Mulan, no, that's also considered carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Now the most of Masim, they cost Minahayo that they carry above 10 tefachim, you know, in the sense of the Pasuk. So here we go in the elaborate Raya. Allah Mishkan, the Allah Mizbech, it says that the curtains, the Kloyim, shall surround the curtains and shall surround the Mishkan and the Mizbech. So the Gemara here makes a Hekish. The Gemara says, since in this one pasuk, the pasuk compares the Mishkan, which are the Krushin, to the Mizbech, we have a Raya, we have a right to assume that the Mizbech was a height of 10 Amos. Nowhere does it say in the Torah explicitly the height of the Mizbech. And in fact, there are different opinions as exactly the dimensions of the Mizbech, and the various things it says about the Torah, about the Mizbech, what was its height. But the Gemara here is making an assumption that since the pasuk compares the Mizbech to the Krushin, and the Krushin, the Torah explicitly says we're a height of 10 amos, okay, 10 amos, which is 20 feet according to the Chazon Ish, right? 2 amos, 2 feet to an amo, 20 feet, that's pretty tall. So too, were the Mizbech reached a height of 20 feet, 10 amos. The Siv ala Mishkan v'ala Mizbech, Saviv, the curtains will surround these two items. Makish Mizbech la Mishkan, Ma Mishkan Yud Amos, Af Mizbech Yud Amos. U Mishkan Gufa Minolon, the Mishkan, how do we know the Mishkan was 10 amos? Pasuk. The Siv Ezra Amos, Arikha Keresh, the Krushim were 10 amos. Uchsiv, and it says, now here comes the next part of the Raya, that Moshe Rabbeinu on his own was able to cover the Krushim with the Urios, with the four coverings, the Argamon, the Tlashani, the material, and then you had the Ezim, and then you had the Oros Elim Yodomim, and the Ortachash. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to cover this on his own. How can Moshe Rabbeinu cover something which is 10 amos tall? The only way you can cover something which is 10 amos tall is if you are as at least as tall as the object you are trying to cover. By Yifrois Esoil Ala Mishkan. The other Rav, we learn from this pasuk an incredible chiddush. It's hard for us to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu parsa, he spread it mikan at olamed, that Moshe had to be 10 amos tall. Moshe, that means, had to be between 15 to 20 feet. That's what it says in the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes weiter. If Moshe Rabbeinu was between 10 and 15 feet, all of the Levim, Moshe was just part of the Levim, so we have a right to assume they all shared the same height. They were giants. So, Mikan Atalam, it's the Govern Shal Levim, Eser Amos. Ugimiri, okay, so that's one Yisoid. Next Yisoid. We're building all these Yisoidas. First of all, again, the first thing we start off is the Mishkan was 10 Amos 12. Then we learn that we compare the Mizbeach to the Mishkan. The Mizbeach was 10 Amos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he spread the Urias top of the Mishkan. That means Moshe was 10 Amos. If Moshe was 10 Amos, all of the Levim were 10 Amos. Many assumptions. We're going many, many layers deep. Now, when you carry, now how do they carry the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach and the Choshes had wings, had badim. They carried on their shoulder. If they carried on their shoulder, how, when you carry sitting on your shoulder, what's the derech? 2/3 below your shoulder and 1/3 above your shoulder. So assuming they were 10 amos in the shoulder, and you have to take the hand into consideration, we'll make round off the numbers, assuming they carried it 2/3 above, that means 2/3 of the Mizbech is 10 amos, the Levim are 10 amos, they're exactly the same height, and 2/3 is below, 1/3 is above, that means 3, and there's a gap of 3 1/3 amos from the bottom of the Mizbech to the ground. The Levim are 10 amos, they're carrying the Mizbech, there's 10 amos, so 2/3 are going to be below their heads, and 1/3 above their heads. So it's being raised from the ground exactly 3 1/3 amos. How many tefachim are there in an amma? Well, 6. What?
Who said they carry
it
level?
The Gemara says it right now. The Gemara here says, so the Gemara to call tuna, everything, every load, the midli, the motos that was carried with poles, tilsa mila el, 1/3 above their heads, who trade tilsa mila tachas, ishtakach, tave midli tuva. So how long? The Am is 6 tvachim. That's 12 plus 1/3 plus plus two. So how many amas above? So how many amas above the ground is it being carried?
It's being carried.
No, six. How many tefachim? 6, 12, 14 tefachim. At least 14 tefachim above the ground. So you have a raya from the Levim that they carried objects 10 tefachim above, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. They carried the Aron at least three and a third tefachim above the ground. A tefach is 6 tefachim. So 6 tefachim by 3, 18 is 20, I'm sorry, 20, out of 20. 6 times 3 is 18, plus another 2, 2, 4, 6, a third. So it was 20 tefachim above the ground. So you see 20 tefachim is double, 10 tefachim, you have a raya, the Levim carry 10 tefachim, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Okay, we'll stop here, have a good Shabbos.